enrollment students in the north part of the district there. Those kids feed into Kiewit.
And North Middle.
And North Middle?
Yep.
So the total is 424. So what happens to the other 400 or 300 and some odd students that go from K-5 to through the middle schools? And what happens to those?
They feed there too.
But it's about half the students go into, or at least they're showing, at least at this point in time, at least about half of the students. So if that number is consistent, if that 812 number is consistent year after year, and I don't know if it is or isn't, and that 424 in the middle school is consistent, we've got less than half of the students that aren't attending the middle school that were attending one of the elementary schools.
Yeah, I think it goes to migration in and migration out. If I remember this correctly, we had 1,370 students that were here last year that are not here this year, but we have 1,400 students that are here this year that weren't here last year. So it's what we're able to do, Mike, through open enrollment is to artificially control, because if we end up, let's say you have a fifth grade at Ezra and it drops down to 20 kids, and we had three requests, we would put those three students back in. Mm-hmm. So we're artificially manipulating those numbers so that we stay full.
And then the number jumps back into high school at North High.
Correct. Yeah, what happens at North High is kind of an interesting phenomena. Lots of families want to go to North High. We have a good number of within district transfer kids, usually somewhere between 80 and 100 within district transfer kids that want to go to North High. But then what we lose, which is kind of odd, from Kiewit and North Middle School, we probably have 50 students that leave Millard to go to private school. The same thing is true that we have a number of students that will come to Millard after an eighth grade experience in a private school and then attend public school for high school. So it's kind of that migration thing again.
So you took into consideration the potential new high school that could be built in Northwest Omaha, correct?
Correct. And some of the things that will be a even larger factor is the programming that you offer here in the district. And maybe potentially getting some of these students earlier in the system, there's going to be a greater likelihood they stay in your system, and there's a greater likelihood they follow the educational programming needs that you need those students to track at. So there's a couple of things that are kind of potentially factoring in whether or not a family chooses to come to Millard, or when the new facility does open, to not come to this facility or this district.
Yeah, this is interesting data, and so one of the other things I picked up in your booklet here is the migration, the number of migration students. It seems like we've got a fairly mobile population. Would that be an accurate statement?
That's absolute, and it's not any different than the other districts we work with here in the Omaha area. People today are just more transient, more willing to leave than maybe they were 10 years ago.
I think it's also the trend in our housing, because, I mean, if you look through some of the areas in the north area, if you want to get a good starter home, you know, you come to Pepperwood, Cottonwood, that's an affordable house. When you get into your 40s and you start making money, if you want to buy, I was talking to Jim about this earlier today, buy a new house in the Millard North School District. I mean, Millard North attendance area. So you're either going into Elkhorn or you're out Millard West, Millard South, and those last subdivisions south of Harrison. There's nowhere else to build a high school, and I'll tell you, or build a new house. And I'll tell you what, we've lost people in the Pepperwood area to Elkhorn because of the ability to build a house. And I think that's just the reality of that north area. You get people wanting to build a big $300,000-$400,000 house. Unless that farm opens up across from Millard North, there's no more land. People want to build a new house. They're moving out of Millard, and that's the reality of a first-ring school district. It's be like Minneapolis.
I think that one of the things that we really have to glean from this report is the location of our mini magnet programs has really been significant in helping us control enrollment. Not only does it draw students out of the west southwestern quadrant of our district to go to things like the CORE program or the Montessori program, but it also draws students in under open enrollment. Mm-hmm. That has been a pretty significant piece to the northern side of our district. What we need to begin to address is the southeast quadrant of our district, because if you look at this report, you'll see that the whole, would you call it a vapor map or the heat map, doesn't show a lot of students even on the